Blackstone Audio presents The Brewer of Preston, a novel by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. This book is read by Grover Gardner. It was a frightful night. It was a frightful night, downright scary. As a thunderclap more boisterous than the rest rattled the window panes, young Gert Hofer, not yet 10 years old, woke up with a start, realizing at the same time that he needed to go. It was an old story, this pee problem. The doctor's diagnosis was that ever since birth, the child had suffered from weak retention, of the kidneys, that is, and that it was therefore natural for him to relieve himself in bed. His father, however, mining engineer Fridolin Hofer, wouldn't hear of it. He could not resign himself to having brought a waste of a German boy into the world, and thus he believed that what was needed was not medical care but a Kantian education of the will. For this reason, every morning that the good Lord brought upon the earth, he would inspect his son's bed, raising the blanket or sheet, depending on the season, insert an inquisitorial hand, and inevitably find a wet spot, whereupon he would deal the boy a powerful slap on the cheek, which would swell up like a muffin under the effect of brewer's yeast. This time, to avoid his father's customary morning punishment, Gert got up in the dark to the light of the thunderbolts and set out on a tentative journey to the privy, heart galloping in fear of the dangers and ambushes lurking in the night. One time a lizard had climbed up his leg. Another time he had crushed a cockroach underfoot, making a squishy sound the mere thought of which still turned his stomach. Reaching the latrine,